At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get up, get up, get up. It's a Get Up Show.
Are you all ready?
Do, 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 do.
What was that?
Jock Jams.
Oh, hey, it's the Get Up Show here on the Simon Says Podcast. We appreciate you checking us out. I don't know how you do it, but if you want to, you can click subscribe and like and stuff like that. I'm Sean, and Charlie and Maddie are over there.
Hi.
And joining us today, a true hero in the hip-hop world. This guy is world famous in the hip-hop world.
He is.
He's got the number one hip-hop station in America. He's got a very influential hip-hop online station too. What's the name of that one?
Got Radio.
Got Radio.
Hip Hop Stop, baby.
It's Big Mo, everybody.
Big
Say hello
Mo.
To Big Mo.
Hey.
What's up, crew?
When'd you get here?
Hey, just walked in here into the Ice Fest studio.
Does it feel that cold to you in here?
Yeah,
dude,
just
it's
a little bit.
Freezing in here. See, okay, this is someone outside of our little group who is backing Maddie and I up.
Well, I think y'all set this up ahead of time.
No,
oh, we, did.
We
okay.
didn't. It's right. cold in here.
A little chilly
always.
Here, Sean.
Well, it's like Letterman. That was like Letterman's thing, was to keep the studio cold.
I think Madonna, too. So I'm like a cross between David Letterman and Madonna.
Well, just she's
think
trying about it. To prevent aging.
Yeah. So Big Mo is joining us today. Real cool success story. When I first started here, Big Mo was doing overnights, and he perfected the art of getting free breakfast at the hotels.
Fact. I
yeah.
missed that.
Yeah. How'd you do it?
Oh, man, just go over there and just say, hey, everybody. Hey, what's up, man? And that was it. Just go get some free food.
Just act like you were staying there?
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm going to do that tomorrow. I think I may do that
I'm
tomorrow.
Not against this.
Didn't you walk in with, like, he would walk in with a newspaper folded that looked like he had picked it up leaving his room.
Yeah, because he used to have the newspapers right there
yeah.
on the ground. Back
he
in the
can't use
day.
That trick anymore.
So you just pick it up and you act like you were reading the paper.
Dude, that's brilliant.
Isn't it?
Good for you, man.
Yeah.
I never thought of anything like that when I was doing overnights.
Yeah, no. man.
And then again, there wasn't anywhere near anything.
The only thing I thought about doing overnights was driving off a bridge or
no.
you know,
praying for someone to make sure they showed up
wanted,
at 6 a.m.
I just wanted a bar to be open at 6 in the morning so I could go hang out.
Oh, that happened.
Have some after work drinks.
That was the best.
Yeah.
So Mo is joining us today to talk about his newest. But by the way, he doesn't do overnights anymore. He moved on up. Now he's running the whole station. That's the true success story right there, man.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. Just like Maddie said, thank goodness.
Yeah. What's the thing that surprised you most when you took over running the whole station?
What surprised me the most? Can I say, well, it's just a podcast, right?
Yeah, you can say
yeah.
anything you want.
You can say whatever you want.
Yeah, working with certain sales agents
yeah.
kind of shocked me a little bit. Just like, oh, so if I say no, you catch this attitude, huh?
Uh-huh.
I never saw this side of you.
Oh, isn't that fun?
Yeah.
When they're like super sweet, but then you say what you go against something that they're looking for.
And, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Why would you say no to that?
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
There's a lot of exclamation points and question marks
uh-huh.
at the end of that.
No comment.
Don't say anything else. So the other thing that's going on with Mo that's exciting is he was just in the World Series of Poker
Yeah.
Oh, you were the actual one?
Mm-hmm. Then the actual one, I finally placed. My first time ever placing.
Oh, nice.
Fantastic.
Gotten close, yeah.
What did you place?
72nd out of 634 players.
That's awesome.
Top 10 percentile almost.
Yeah, it is.
I told Sean, I was just so mad because if I would have won that hand, I would have had about 200,000 chips in front of me. Oof. And then all I'll have to do is just fold away and then just bag for the next day and then play for a million. But no, poker guys didn't let me be that great. That
dude, you're getting there though.
I am the worst. I could not suck enough at poker. Every time I've been playing with my friends, every time they're like, yeah, we're going to get together and play. I'm like, listen, I love paying to play with you, you know, to hang out with you guys. But I'm gonna have to pass.
Really, here's just my $50.
Like, even when I have, like, have you ever had the thing where you've had like a hand that like one of the top tier hands? And that's mm-hmm. a problem too, is I'm a big dummy. So like a lot of times I don't realize what I'm doing. But like I've had hands and I'm like, I'm pretty sure this is really good. And then like gone to the mat on it and mm-hmm. then realized that the guy had the one up on a couple times.
For instance, all right, so the two hands that are the premium hands in poker is pocket aces.
Okay.
And pocket kings. Okay.
I don't know what that means, but
so
that's
two
part
aces.
Of the problem.
You have two aces in your hand. You get two cards.
Right.
So you have two aces.
Oh, right. Okay.
And you have two kings. Like yeah. the next hand with two kings. Those are the two of the premium hands you can have. Matter of fact, the hand that I lost at the World Series of Poker, I had pocket aces.
Okay.
Premium hand.
Yeah.
I raised it to 13,000. Okay.
Woo!
The blondes is already, I think it was like 2,000 and 4,000. Uh-huh. And this is poker chips. It's not real money, y'all. I don't think it's real.
Yeah,
this
that's poker. Oh, okay.
Like, dang. Yeah.
If I had that much, if I had $90,000 in front of me, I would have been left the table.
Right.
I was like, you're not working here.
No. So I have the pocket aces. I raise it to 13,000. There's 9 people at the table. Everybody else folds but one person.
Yep.
And this one person calls me, and he has massive, I think he had maybe 600,000 to 700,000 poker chips in front of
him. Jeez. And at that point, are you thinking that they're like, I'll ride this out because they got enough to stake it, kind of?
Yes.
Yeah.
But also, honestly, though, he had a so-called premium hand as well. He had pocket jacks. So he had two jacks in his hand. So everybody folds. He says all in for all his chips. I have 90. Only have 90,000.
You can't go all in.
No, he can.
What?
I mean, you can't.
You match.
Oh no! I got to match his stack. And obviously, he's beating my stack, so I have to shove all in. And I'm not nervous because I have the premium pocket aces hand.
You got pocket aces.
So on the flop, you get 5 cards on the flop.
Yeah.
So they only show you first 3 first. So the first 3 come out. I hit a set of aces. So that means now I have 3 aces.
Ooh,
I have my aces, and I have the aces on the board. I'm good, right?
Yeah.
The next 2 cards come out, he runs a flush.
Yeah, see?
And that's how I lost the hand.
And I think that's what happened, you know, and for this one instance where I thought for sure I finally had one. I think dude had a flush, and I was like, I think even a straight flush.
I don't even know what a flush is. You know,
all the same suit.
Oh, for real?
So same suit or like a straight flush where it's, you know, in order.
Right.
With the same suit. Yeah. But that's the thing too. It was like, I was never good at, like, I didn't know all the ins and outs.
Oh, I have to have a little cheat sheet to see which one beats what because I never can remember.
Yeah, I don't
know. A lot of people have that too. Like, they always seem to look at their cheat sheet like, okay, should I do this? Should I raise
the
cheat sheet?
In tournaments, they have cheat sheets?
Oh, yeah. You
and that's cool?
Yeah, that's fine. You can have your even if you have your cheat sheet, Sean, don't matter. You can still lose the hand.
Yeah.
That's true.
Just like in blackjack. You could play blackjack to the T.
Oh, yeah.
And still lose.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did you get into this? I think you were telling me you were watching poker on ESPN.
That's exactly how I got into it. Because I was watching it, and I'm like, $8 million to play cards?
How
is this? So yeah. I just started learning the game, watching ESPN, started playing WSOP poker on my phone because it's free.
Yeah.
So that's a good way to find, you know, learn all these hands and see what to do and stuff like that.
See, look at that.
And that's how I got into it. But I had to learn patience because I got tired of losing money at blackjack and all them other table games because you're not going to beat the house casino. You're just not. It's not going to happen. And so my dad used to bet on horse games. Well, not horse games, but horses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we used to go to the tracks and he'd be betting, and I'm like, dad, what? He'd be putting $20 on the horse, getting mad when the horse lose. I'm like, you know what? I don't like this either. I want to have a chance where I'm going to put my money up. I'm going to lose on my account, not someone else's account.
Something, your skill will help you win money.
Right. So if I lose this money that I put in, it's because it's me. I decided to call that bad hand I should have called.
Right.
Instead of, if you're at the blackjack table, oh, I hit 21, you got 20, you lose. I hate that, you know?
And that's I like blackjack, though. That's my game.
That's the first game I learned. My grandmother, that was the first game she taught me, was blackjack.
So this runs in the family.
Yeah. my family's a little gambling family. Matter of fact, the last time I went to Cherokee, North Carolina, my cousin was there. And just out the blue, I'm like, what you doing here? And she lives in Atlanta. I'm like, what you doing here? I was like, well, you know, we the McAllisters. That's what we do. We gamble. So it just runs in the family.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever known what I was doing. Never played a hand and knew what I was doing. I was like, well, I've got 4, 5, 6, 7. This has got to be something. Here you go.
Yeah, you got a straight.
That's a straight?
That's
a straight. Look, see?
But then in my case, someone else would have
beat it.
Yeah, 6, 7, 8, 9.
If you had the low end straight, someone has the big end straight, you lose.
See? That's the problem.
There's a lot going on here, man.
I remember one night, it was a buddy of mine. It was his like the bachelor party. And so we were playing, but no one put a cap on buy-ins. And I was actually on par for where I could actually, I was looking good. But I started running out of steam. I mean, we've been partying all night. And then since there was no cap on buy-ins, this dude, I think the brother-in-law, sat down 2 a.m. He's like, I'm in. And it was like... Oh my God, what? And then I finally was just like, I started making dumb bets, and that was the thing. And then I lost out, and he ended up just, but they ended up playing until like what's the longest
the longest I sat at the table. I knew that question was coming.
Cause there's a point where
you get tired.
And that's the thing. I'm tired. I'm drunk. For
instance, this wasn't the longest time I played, but at the WSOP, the tournament started at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
I lost at 8:30 p.m.
Good God, man.
And is it nonstop or they're breaks?
You get 15-minute breaks. They used to do dinner breaks, but I guess it ran over course and people never came back in time, so they stopped dinner breaks. So all you get is every 4 levels, because you have 20, well, that tournament was 25 minutes. So you have 25-minute levels. So once you get to level 4, they give you a 15-minute break.
Yeah.
And then level 8 and level 12 and so on. So
10 hours doing one thing.
See, that's the thing, though. If you're into it, I mean, I've done that with video games in a heartbeat.
I can't think of anything.
I think I did that this weekend.
Now, the grind is if it's not a tournament, because tournaments are totally long, but cash games. I remember I have 4 poker buddies, right? So we'll all ride together and go to Cherokee for the weekend, whatever, whatever. This is the first time I ever went with them. So we got there Friday night. We got there about 7 o'clock. Went to the casino. They stayed at the casino from about 8 a.m. to 5 in the morning.
Good God.
I left at 2 because I was tired. The next day, we get up, eat breakfast. The poker room didn't even open till 10 o'clock that morning. They stayed and played from 10 a.m. to 4 in the morning.
My gosh.
And took one dinner break.
Is it a matter of because they're constantly trying to chase the pot? Like they're
constantly
you're going
trying
up, then you're down,
that,
then you're up again. And
I'm going to assume they're not drinking this whole time.
Yes. No. One of them is drinking. Oh, he drinks rum. He drinks everything.
That whole time?
After
a certain amount of time drinking,
you can't stop.
No.
Yeah. I think that's actually a thing sometimes.
You can't stop because then you're ruined. You'll go right to sleep. You have to keep that alcohol in going. Yeah.
You have a certain level.
Yeah. I think it depends on the player, because when I go to Vegas, I go to Vegas every year for my birthday. I love Vegas. And you'll actually see people there when you walk in at 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning, and you'll see them the next day at the same table.
Hadn't moved.
The next morning.
I like the ones.
Not moved.
I like the ones on the scooter at the penny slots.
That's a whole different thing.
Hey, listen.
They're mobile, man.
Yeah, penny slots anymore.
So, I dropped that.
So what's your good luck charm? Tell them about that.
My good luck charm.
Yeah, you know.
Well, can you say it?
You know what? Is it okay to say it? You know what we're looking for out there when we're standing outside looking?
Sean gave me this bluebird, right? This bluebird, matter of fact, I still got it in here.
Do you?
So I keep it in my wallet. ever since Sean's gave me this Bluebird card, there you go, this right here.
Yeah?
Ever since he gave me this, I have like massively won every
time.
It's
a picture of a bluebird.
Bluebirds are lucky.
Every time.
If you see a bluebird going about your business today or any day, that's good luck.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And, you know, I was seeing them on the regular. Mo and I were talking about it. And that card, by the way, is a bacon soda premium from the year 1918, which I have a large collection of those. So I went home after we were spotting bluebirds one day. I pulled out the whole collection. I was like, I know I got a bluebird in here somewhere. I had exactly one bluebird.
Oh, I was going to say, find me one. Find me one.
No, I'm going to tell you, like, Sean gave me that card. I was about to go on my way to Maryland to their casinos for the weekend. I wound up winning like maybe $2,500.
That's awesome.
Nice.
How come you don't ever give me anything good?
I know.
Y'all don't do anything cool like that.
You bring crap into my office all the time.
Like what?
Butter rum lifesavers.
Oh, you don't like those?
No. No. Old spices.
Maple syrup.
Look, don't worry. I'm not going to bring y'all any more stuff out of my spice cabinet.
Hey, wait, what about the time? You brought me 2-year-old candy and refilled my jar with it.
Oh, yeah. It was like soft dum-dums.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't want to throw it away.
I didn't want to throw it away. So I gave it to you. Yeah. But then you get all butt hurt if I don't want it. Why would you? Oh, see if I ever bring you anything ever again.
Yeah, y'all are all smart.
Look at
I brought y'all some quality rubs, some quality spice rubs.
Some of you didn't even know what they were. It's just like a bag of spice.
Yeah, it's a loose bag. Oh, fine.
See what I get?
Don't take my stuff.
Trying to take care of everybody. This is what I get.
Oh, man. Yeah,
but to answer your question, the longest I've stayed at a cash game, I would say one time in Vegas, I think I started at 11 a.m. and I ran till about 9 p.m.
Nice.
When you say cash game, you mean like you bring your own money to the table.
You play for cash. Yeah, you bring your own money to the table.
So unlike a tournament where they probably, you buy into the tournament and then they give you a stack of chips.
That's right.
Not of that value, but of a set whatever amount.
That's right.
Is it weird? I mean, is it weird when you start to get, like you said, like where you've got 90,000 on the table and you forget, like, have you, like when you have watched World Series of Pokers before and they show the amount that like they have in their stack. It's insane.
Yeah.
You know, which is actually even crazier as you think about the fact that there's people out there who actually do that as a cash game.
Yeah.
Because wasn't that Jordan's thing?
Jordan does the poker.
Huge money.
Yeah. But Allen Iverson does it too.
Don't you always do that when like it's, if it's a buy-in game, like even if you do a charity casino night or whatever, and they give you a bunch of chips, and I'll still sit there and I'll be hoarding them like it's my own money.
Yeah.
Do you like, I can't put $25 on that. They're like, really?
I don't know if you were, I don't know if either of you were here yet. Do you remember, Mo, we did a Christmas party one year and it had
at
like
Castle McCullough. We did that gambling, the casino night
it wasn't Alexander Devereaux's, but it was like, it was another place. I remember one. And I remember there were some people who were like super serious about it, like, and were taking it like all their chips and all their stuff. And meanwhile, we were like, me and this other person, like, we lost, and she just took her chips back off the table. And the guy was like, hey, and she's like, come on,
it's charity, man. Yeah.
It's not even charity.
Real.
It was, we were playing for every, like, our prizes and the things we were playing for were stuff that we got out of our like
Jams t-shirts,
our own stuff. Yeah, so I was like, oh no, I'm not gonna win that DVD copy of, like,
I did one of those casino nights in Henderson at the club there a couple years ago, and I didn't want to use my chips because I thought they were cool. Like, one of them was like a $10,000 chip. I still have them.
You know it's not worth that, right?
I know, but it looks
good.
But he
has to collect it.
That'd be funny if you take it out to like,
I'd like to settle this
transaction.
Now, what I do collect are like the dollar bill casino chips. Mm-hmm. So I collect every one of those. So it shows me which casinos I've been to and which casinos I haven't got yet.
See, that's cool. I mean,
that is.
So I got about maybe $30 and $1. $1, but it's all different casinos across the country.
That is cool.
Well, just think when you up your game, you can start collecting the higher denomination where it won't matter if you sit on that.
That's
back
right.
When I was poor, I collected the $1 ones, but now I got the $5 ones.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I know you're trying to get out of here, Mo. Before you go, let's do a couple of would you rathers. You ready?
Yep.
And this is for everybody in the room. Would you rather have everyone you know be able to read your thoughts or for everyone you know to have access to your entire internet history?
Jesus.
Oh, that's
well,
easy.
Well, with me being a poker player, I'd rather just give you my internet history.
Look at that. That's the opposite of Maddie.
True.
No. Go for it. Honestly, I would rather see my browsing history. Because, you know.
Really?
Yeah. I
most
know.
Definitely would rather you see my browsing history.
Yeah.
Serious.
I don't want people to know what I'm thinking.
Huh. Because I might think some crazy stuff. And
Can you give us an example?
No.
Sometimes you think crazy things not even on purpose.
Like right. Like the you're a criminal at heart.
Yes.
So do thoughts of murder come into your mind and then you rush them away?
I plead the fifth.
Okay.
You're not in their thoughts right now. I'm not putting them out.
Here's an example is the other day we were on Wendover turning left into Costco and one of the homeless people had left their bag.
And you wanted it.
I went through a scenario of jumping out of the car, grabbing the bag just to see what it was. And then, you know, of course, then I'm like, well, no, then I feel bad about it.
Dude, every time I see that backpack sitting next to the dude, he's got his sign and he's walked down to the end of the street there. And he
this
left
girl
his
wasn't
backpack.
Even there.
Oh, I want that backpack. I always think about stealing that backpack. But then I think, what kind of filthy, dirty underwear is in that backpack?
You know? Side note, are we even going to acknowledge the craziest day in hobery that ever existed?
What?
When the hot hobo was wearing a bikini and a silk cover-up.
Yeah.
And then as we're talking about that, I'm driving home and I see a guy on a tall unicycle juggling with a clown nose. This town is insane.
It was Hobo Appreciation Day.
Well, every day is Hobo Appreciation.
Do
you know what we're talking about?
Are you
about?
For real? You hadn't seen her? She's right out here. If you go, like you're going to McDonald's.
Right.
In the afternoon.
Yeah. She's in that median
it
right there.
Doesn't make any sense.
She's gorgeous.
She stays right there in the bikini?
Well, she was the other day.
Yeah.
Usually she just has either yoga pants or
short shorts.
It's the craziest.
Did she have blonde hair, like dirty blonde hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
She was pregnant for a while, but then she got busted.
Yeah. She was pregnant one day, next day she wasn't, then she was pregnant again, and that's when people figured it out.
And it wasn't, you know,
no,
it wasn't science.
Right.
Yeah. So this is one guy, just one black guy out there. Every time he sees me, you know how everybody just keeps walking past and trying to get a change? He stops, and so it'd be like mad people behind me.
And he's working on you?
and just like, bro, I'm not giving you no money. I don't have nothing.
I didn't yesterday.
If it's the tall guy, then we have a theory that he might be running things.
He doesn't hold a sign though. He's only pulling the strings.
We think he's the manager.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to derail. I just
no.
We have to acknowledge that was the craziest day.
He's the CEO of Hobos.
I think he is really, and I think they live somewhere. I really don't because of the way she dresses, man.
There's no way she's living in.
Well, she's got different clothes on every day.
Yeah, and she walks out of a magazine. She walks off the cover of Vogue to hold a sign at the street corner.
She gets her hair done.
I mean,
gorgeous.
I don't think she's all that.
I didn't
she's
think
still
so
missing
either,
some teeth.
Again, no, she's not. She has a full set of teeth, but also I opened up her gums. I looked.
Who'd she steal them from?
But it is when you it's a comparison of the people who look like they have spent their life on the street.
Yeah. Compared
the guy
to
in
other
the wheelchair
hobos.
With the nub.
Oh yeah, I know him.
Yeah.
And then, which by the way, I think that they I think there was a time where they had a wheelchair and they all took turns with it.
They did, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway.
They really
but he really needs
she
it.
She sets
for
the
real.
Bar beyond.
Yeah, yeah. Compared to other hobos, for sure, but not
insanity.
Normal
anyway,
world.
Sorry.
She's gorgeous.
Would
she's
you
in the
rather?
World.
would you rather? Here we go.
No,
would you
no.
rather? You got a hobo girl? Would you rather for
I was trying to think.
I don't think I could make that right. I don't think.
You've talked about it. You've considered
Beyonce.
It.
You're not going to be upgrading? Can't upgrade her?
I don't think so.
Don't yeah. think he hasn't thought really hard.
There's a pretty woman scenario in there somewhere.
No, because, I mean, she hangs out with the dudes on the hill, you know, where they have all that garbage they lay around in.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes, she's dressed like the cover of Vogue, walks up to hang out on Garbage Hill, like, hey, boys, what's going on at the office today? You know? You can't come back from that.
Yeah, it's a tough call.
It's a tough one.
All right. Would you rather swim in a pool full of Nutella or a pool full of maple syrup?
Ooh.
I would rather maple syrup because I don't like hazelnut.
All right. That's good thinking.
I feel like the Nutella, you could at least, I don't know how swimmy you could get. You'd be like more of a flopping around in it. So yeah. I feel like I could get in it and just kind of sit on top of it. Maple syrup,
you
though, I feel like
you
could never
sit on top of Nutella.
But you would never unstick. And also, is it real maple syrup or is it the fake stuff?
It's the fake stuff.
It's got to be the fake stuff.
No, please. See, no way.
Please be that's Mrs. Butterworth.
Yeah.
Dude, it's bad enough when someone opens up the oatmeal packets in our kitchen and I can get that little bit of that fake smell on my hand. Oh,
I
it's
hate
the worst.
That stuff.
What do you think? Give me the maple syrup.
Maple syrup?
Yeah.
I would do the Nutella because I have an aversion to maple syrup. I'm like, when somebody opens that pack, I can smell it and it starts to bother me immediately. Or if I go anywhere near where there's been some maple syrup, somehow I get it on my damn hand.
Yeah, that is true.
Time.
That's the worst.
It's so sticky.
And then you it is with sticky. You. No, it's yeah. the smell.
You gotta yeah. keep
that. I took a shower.
Oh, so that's why you got all bent out of shape when I was putting, like, did you put this maple syrup in the office?
Yeah. at least it was hold still on. Sealed.
Funny story, though. That's I had pancakes one morning and I got some of that maple syrup on my hands.
Yeah.
So I'm not even, I forget about it.
Yeah.
Go to the poker room. Car's getting stuck. Well, I'm trying to look. Like, uh-oh.
Kicked out?
Oh, my God. And then the dealer was like, why is this so sticky? I got to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back.
Marking the deck with syrup.
Yep. Look, whatever it takes. Yeah, but Nutella, though, would be kind of a mud situation. You'd get stuck in that.
Yeah,
you'd have
I
to
think
have a buddy.
It'd be like you would need a
that
Jeep.
That would be like quicksand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it is like quicksand. Exactly.
All right, so we got to have a Nutella pool buddy.
Yeah.
To pull you out.
Or floaties.
Or a rope.
Yeah.
One more.
Yeah, rope.
Would you rather throw up on your hero or have your hero throw up on you?
Oh, that's easy.
Oh, I would much rather. John Bon Jovi, you can throw up on me. But I'm not throwing up on him.
Yeah,
I'd be horribly embarrassed.
I don't think I could ever recover from throwing up on Dave Grohl.
But then after he threw up on me, then I would throw up because I can't stand when people
vomit.
Yeah,
true. Me too.
Oh, see, that doesn't necessarily bother me.
Oh, I can't stand it.
I guess I'd rather have Jay-Z throw up on me. That way I could go in and sue him and make some money.
Damn right. He'd owe you forever. Thinking, man. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you would get more out of it. Like, I think they would be so mostly embarrassed.
If you throw up on him, then
it's over.
Like, it's over.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to hate
body
you
guards.
Forever.
You threw up on Jay-Z.
Yeah, you're
right.
Never
forget
leave.
It.
Good night.
Yeah.
About it.
Yeah, no, you're never
I hope
allowed
you enjoy
anywhere
chewing
near
solid
him.
Food.
Right. But if he throw up on me, he may feel sorry. Be like, hey, man, come to France with me and Beyonce. This is
right.
Right.
Oh, this is awesome. Throw up on me again.
I like the way you think.
You know?
That's 100%.
Now, if I can just keep from throwing up back, then this is all going to work perfectly.
Oh, that's great.
That's exactly what I would do. Yeah.
That's cool, man. Well, listen, Big Mo, thanks for coming in, man. We appreciate your time.
Anytime, man. Anytime.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap it up with some more dumb stuff, but you can do your thing. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
I don't like dumb stuff.
You want
to
hang out?
Yeah, what's the
dumb stuff? You don't have to leave.
Come on, I gotta leave with dumb stuff.
No.
We already fist bumped, and he's back. So Maddie has an issue here at work, and he's wondering how he can go into our computer system.
Oh, yeah.
And find out how much spying on us, our activities that they're doing. Because this past week, there was a kid, you know, in lots of the parts of the country, kids are back in school.
Mm-hmm.
This kid had his remote school computer, which is loaded up with all kinds of spyware. So he figured out how to go in through the spyware, and he hacked the entire school district.
He backhacked
it.
Yeah, so that they couldn't control their intercoms, their computers, anything that was hooked up to a computer, this kid had control of it.
Yeah, he took out the entire school district. Yeah. So not even just his school, he got all the way through it.
Guilford County Schools,
I get it. Like, so you know that all the laptops at like schools and stuff, they obviously put stuff on it so that kids can't surf all the different sites and whatever else.
Right.
So they can all really use it for school stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we're sitting here, two of us with, you know, work laptops.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, for a hot second, we had talked about that story and almost went back to my desk and like, how do I find spyware on my computer? And then I realized I probably shouldn't put that in the search engine here.
Yeah. On our computer.
And I'm like, and I'm not, now I want to be clear, I'm not looking at like really sketchy stuff here because I realize I'm at work, but there's still stuff that you like don't even think. Like the other day we were you know, talking about the beaver butt stuff with the Castronum.
Yeah.
And the beaver butt flavoring.
Do you know about that?
I have no clue what
raspberry, anything raspberry flavored is basically using an extract from a beaver's butt.
Huh.
Yeah.
They have a little gland that tastes like raspberries, and we were really curious to know how they found that out in the first place.
Trial and error. Was it Castornum?
Castorum. Castorium.
But anyway, I want to know, like, now I'm really curious, because, I mean, a majority of my life is spent on a work computer. It's like, how much are they actually tracking us? Because you know that they're tracking us.
I believe they're definitely tracking us.
I get it when you work in, say, finance. You have absolutely no reason to be Googling beaver butt raspberry flavor.
That's true.
But our job, the crazy things we talk about, there's a bazillion things we might be Googling for a reason, and we shouldn't have some limits on that.
You know, if you notice, I always bring my own computer. That's my very own computer.
Oh.
The Apple, the Mac, that's mine.
Smart.
I don't want them to know everything that I'm doing. I feel like they spy on me every time.
Even when we're in here.
Yeah.
Like, I think they spying on me. So if I'm going to use the work computer, I'm only using it for emails, work emails. That's it.
Yeah.
And watching YouTube, you know, don't be like Earn, our engineer, watch porn. You don't do that. You just do your work.
Yeah, Maddie.
Well, here's one the other day that we were all sitting here frozen in time. We had a story about the positions that burn the most calories, if you know what I'm getting at.
I think I know what I'm saying.
Sexy time positions.
And so there was one called the butter churner. And we're all sitting here like, what the hell is that? And nobody wants to look it up.
I'm scared to look it up too.
Yeah. And that reminded me of when Nicki Minaj had that song Truffle Butter, and then we figured out what truffle butter was like. Oh God. So it's gotta be in that same lane.
It's a bit.
I actually knew it by a different name after the fact. I realized
the butter churner?
Yeah, pile driver.
The pile driver.
Yeah.
Guess who did Google it and found out what
on my phone.
What it
I did it on my personal phone.
You're
aren't you on the Wi-Fi here?
Come on. I give up.
Yeah, see? You can't get away.
You had to wait till you get home to do that.
But what about you know, like,
but it was for the show.
But wait,
it did it for the show.
You had to look that it was for the show then. You had to look it up.
I can't wait for that HR meeting. So I looked here like you've been searching beaver butts and sex positions. I'm like, yeah, I'm on a morning show. This is what we do.
Nah.
See, that's a good excuse for you on a morning show.
But then
it goes back to, at least I'm not a finance banker.
Exactly. Yeah. But then also, like, after he Googled it on his phone, and I was like, wait, what is it? And he's like, I can't show you HR. It's HR. I can't show you sexual positions on my phone.
Yeah. I think even if you say it's okay, you still shouldn't do it.
I need a form that we sign.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to need
That's
a form.
It. Right.
Here's what we're going to do.
It was flat out of curiosity because I had no idea. Right. Not because.
Charlie, anything going else. Forward, I'm going to have you sign paperwork when I talk.
Yeah, we should have a stack of those in here.
Yeah.
You should.
A release forms.
Release form.
At least an NDA.
Shoot, some of these artists do it with these girls they meet. Hey, that's sign true. This release form before you come upstairs.
That's true.
As well they should.
Yeah, I agree.
So the last time you had a birthday party for your dog, how many people did you invite?
I didn't.
I don't think I've ever actually thrown an actual party for the dog.
Yeah, no? I don't know her birthday because she's a rescue.
You can give her one. She don't know.
We guess.
Oh,
it could be
right.
today.
Okay.
I can't. I don't
Well, y'all
want
to come to a dog birthday party?
There's a guy who is catching heat because he invited 5,000 people to his dog's birthday party and had a 220-pound cake at the dog's birthday party.
Did he at least give the dog some cake?
Oh, no, dog can't have cake.
Or did they just throw it in the middle of the pile and let cake. The dogs go at it? 5,000 people or 5,000 dogs?
No, 5,000 people invited to the dog's birthday party.
How many dogs? I mean,
no dogs, it's just the people.
You're getting bogged down in the details.
But you know what that story reminds me of? It reminds me of when people do baby or a baby turns 1 year old.
Yeah.
And they bring about 100, 200 people.
Yeah. And they're all adults.
Yes.
And they're drinking.
Yeah.
And baby doesn't have any thing. Idea what's happening.
Exactly. Yeah. What's the point?
Yeah, we need 6 cases of beer for our 1 year old's birthday. Right. It's like, all right.
The owner of the dog held a cake cutting ceremony. It was a Labrador named Krish. Krish got to dunk his nose straight into the giant cake. Somebody who was there said the dog was so uncomfortable and looked so scared. He hated the cake. He didn't want that cake. He's not enjoying this. He wants to leave.
Wait, somebody was there. They went.
Yeah, well, 5,000 were there. This is only, you know, one
That's
of them.
That's what you get. Did everybody go?
Yeah.
Yeah, I throw you in the cake. Get in the cake. Yeah. You love cake.
Where are you going to host a birthday party for 5,000 with 5,000 guests?
Look, obviously someone who is having a party with a cake that big for his dog, they can afford a place
That's
bigger
right.
for 5,000 people.
Guess.
That's right.
There's so many things here.
Y'all tell me,
world.
Y'all not doing nothing on a Sunday afternoon and someone invited you to a dog birthday party and you got nothing else to do in the world. Y'all
oh,
wanna
I'm going.
Go?
I think I'd go.
Well, you got to go
I'll
for the
go.
Story.
I'm going for the story, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there beer?
More than likely.
It's that dog
going.
Beer, though. It's that dang dog
beer. Oh, no,
that
dog beer.
Beef broth.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you, Mo. Yeah, I'd go to the dog birthday
you
party.
You know, there's a lot of that stuff where I was listening to some comedian talk about it. It's like, that's the greatest thing is that because of what we do, is that you're more apt to put yourself in those situations for the story. It's like, because it's material. It's right. It's content.
I would rather go to a dog birthday party than a gender reveal.
Oh God!
Oh, I hate gender reveals. Oh,
yeah. I don't know.
God.
With it depends who's having the reveal, and if they're doing it like a crazy non-traditional, there might be a fire, a bomb might go off.
Well, I don't want to get killed.
I'm good.
Well,
I'm
hide
good.
Behind someone else's grandma then. I'll be all right. It's a grandma that always gets wounded.
All right, we appreciate it. We appreciate it, Mo. It's the Simon Says podcast. Be sure you click a like and subscribe. And if you ever want to join us on the podcast, we would love to have your phone calls. Next week, we'll be featuring phone calls 336-373-0987. And don't forget about us on the radio. Go to 987simon.com. Bet You Won't Play It Friday is coming this week where we play real requests on the radio. So we hope you'll join us for that. Charlie, you got a final thought?
Be sure to protect Grandma from Maddie at the gender reveal.
How about you, Maddie?
I guess if you get pocket aces, it's not always going to work out for you, huh, Mo?
That's exactly what my closing was going to be, man. Thanks.
Good job. All right. Big Mo, everybody.
Thanks, Mo.
Appreciate y'all.
Next time. Get up. This is a Get Up Show.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.